I guess it's official. The Signal chat group fiasco has officially become a scandal because it's become a gate. And now it's Signalgate. I want to catch you up on this because I know a lot of it came through pretty fast and furious. I had a collection of Trump military higher-ups get together on an app, not a secured communication system, just your basic app to lay out what was about to happen in an attack on the Houthis in Yemen. Certainly not a traditional way of military communication. In fact, the Pentagon had warned against using Signal as a means for communication. But nevertheless, it happened. So I thought, let's look at a timeline of how the response came about, which also establishes the fact, by the way, that if you have to spend days explaining what you did, you probably did something really wrong. So let's start with Pete Hegseth.
Why were those details shared on Signal, and how did you learn that a journalist was privy to the targets, the types of weapons used?
I've heard I was characterized. Nobody was texting war plans, and that's all I have to say about that.
I was actually waiting for Pete to say, come on, how could it be classified information about a war activity? We used emojis. But I'm sure that everyone else on the chat group, they have Pete's back, right? But here's Tulsi Gabbard.
Senator, I can attest to the fact that there were no classified or intelligence equities that were included in that chat group at any time.
The attack sequencing and timing and weapons and targets you don't consider to should have been classified?
I defer to the Secretary of Defense and the National Security Council on that question.
All right, maybe not. So let's go to the head of the table. Here's how Donald Trump reacted to all this.
Do you still believe nothing classified was shared?
Well, that's what I've heard. I don't know. I'm not sure. You'll have to ask the various people involved. I really don't know.
The Senate Republicans have said that they have formally asked the administration for an inspector general report on the Signal issue. Will you agree to that?
It doesn't bother me. I don't know. I want to find if there's any mistake or if a Signal doesn't work. It could be that Signal's not very good. Well, yeah, Mike Waltz, I guess he said he claimed responsibility, I would imagine. Mike did. He took responsibility for it.
Should Secretary Hegseth consider his position over the Signal?
Hegseth is doing a great job. He had nothing to do with this.
And it seems like everything is focusing on Special Advisor Mike Waltz, who it's pretty much been established he was the one that brought Jeffrey Goldberg, the journalist, into the chat conversation. Well, here's how Walls, I'll use the word, explained everything on the Laura Ingraham show.
I just talked to Elon on the way here. We've got the best technical minds looking at how this happened. But I can tell you for 100, I don't know this guy. I know him by his horrible reputation, and he really bottom scum of journalists. And I know him in the sense that he hates the president, but I don't text him. He wasn't on my phone, and we're going to figure out how this happened.
So you don't know what staffer is responsible for this right now?
Well, look, staffer wasn't responsible, and look, I take full responsibility. I built the group. My job is to make sure everything's coordinated.
But how did the number? I don't mean to be pedantic here, but how did the number?
Have you ever had somebody's name, and then you have somebody else's number there?
Oh, I never make those mistakes.
Right, you got somebody else's number on someone else's contact. So of course, I didn't see this loser in the group. It looked like someone else. Now, whether he did it deliberately or it happened in some other technical mean is something we're trying to figure out.
So did not put his contact information.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Okay, but that's a pretty big problem.
We've got the best technical minds, right?
That's disturbing.
And that's where, I'm sure everybody out there has had a contact where it was said one person and then a different phone number.
But you've never talked to him before, so how's the number on your phone? I mean, I'm not an expert in any of this, but it's just curious. How's the number on your phone?
Well, if you have somebody else's contact and then sucked in.
Was there someone else supposed to be on the chat that wasn't on the chat that you thought was
on
the chat?
So the person that I thought was on there was never on there.
Was that person?
Well, I'm not. Look, okay. Laura, I take responsibility. I built the group.
Sounds like a husband trying to explain to his wife how those panties that aren't hers wound up under the front seat of their minivan.